November 30th, 1899, sick members and healthy members in the mystical body of Christ. My adorable Jesus continues to come, and this time I saw him in the act in which he was at the pillar. Untying himself, Jesus threw himself into my arms to be compassionated by me. I clasped him to myself, and began to arrange his hair, all clotted with blood, and to dry his eyes and face, and I also kissed him and did several acts of reparation. When I reached the hands and removed the chain, to my greatest surprise I saw that the head was that of our Lord, but the members belonged to many other people, especially religious. Oh, how many infected members, which cast more darkness than light! On the left side there were those who caused greater suffering to Jesus. One could see sick members, full of wormy and deep wounds, and others which were just barely attached to that body by a nerve. Oh, how that divine head suffered and swayed over those members! On the right side, then, one could see those which were the most good, that is, the healthy members, shining, covered with flowers and with celestial dew, perfumed with fragrant odors, and among these members one could see some which gave off an obscure perfume. This divine head over these members suffered very much. It is true that there were some shining members, which almost resembled the light of the head, and which cheered it and gave it greatest glory, but the number of the infected members was greater. Opening his most sweet mouth, Jesus told me, "My daughter, how many pains these members give me. This body you see is the mystical body of my church, of which I glory in being the head. But how much cruel torment these members cause in this body. It seems that they incite one another to see who can give me greater torment." Then he said other things about this body, which I cannot remember so well, therefore I stop here.